Chris Kellogg. The floor is yours.
Okay. Chris Kellogg, council staff. The council received one EFP request since the last meeting, and the comments are due on October 3rd. The request is from the Nature Conservancy to conduct tagging of halibut to provide scientific information for assessments. They will involve four vessels, and the exemption, specifically the exemption, is to the halibut possession limit and minimum size restrictions. The way the federal notice was written, it wasn't really clear that the exemption would apply only while the fish were on board. So the staff initially had some concerns when we read the FR notice. I've since talked to someone from the Nature Conservancy, and he's indicated that the exemption request is only to handle the fish on board and that they would not land fish in excess of the possession limit. So I think at this point, with your concurrence, the staff would just comment that this language needs to be clarified in the terms that are given for the exempted fishery request.
So the staff's recommendation is if that language is clarified, then the permit is okay?
Yeah.
And do we need to take action today to approve it?
With
the caveat that that language would get corrected?
I don't know the answer to that specific question, Rip, but I'm sure that it would go forward and they wouldn't approve it pending our resolution of that.
Paul.
So to be clear, I think that in reading the experimental fish permit, it allows four vessels to have an exemption from the possession limit and minimum size limit. But so is there anything in there that talks about how many they can sell? There doesn't seem to be any language about what they can sell, what they can't sell, and how the catch, the total catch, gets counted towards the ACL. So I just don't know what you mean by we're going to just ask for clarification, whether those things are included or what is acceptable to the council.
Chris.
I would propose, would it be acceptable to the council if they were operating within the possession limit and minimum size limit in terms of retaining any catch that's not used for just tagging and returning to the sea?
Tom Dempsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe I can add... I don't know. All right, thanks. Maybe I can add some clarity. I don't think the intent, and I've spoken with the primary investigators here, I don't think the intention of this is to land, sell any additional halibut, that they'd be conforming to all the commercial regs, and that they're requesting this exemption simply to have on board for the time it takes to tag an undersized or above the trip limit halibut. I don't believe that the intent is to land anything over the commercial limit or land anything below the size limit for halibut. I think Chris outlined a proposal that the council could effectively endorse this EFP with those statements clarified, that the council's endorsing this proposal or supporting this proposal, given that, you know, those things are, that language is tightened up and those presumptions are made clear in the proposal.
Dave Gaethel.
There's a couple things that confuse me here just a little bit. From the letter that is attached here, it says all catch of stocks allocated to sectors by vessels on a sector trip would be deducted from the sector's annual catch entitlement. So does this mean that these are regular commercial fishing trips and that the catch is landed as a normal trip and then it's just that they're tagging halibut as part of a normal commercial trip? I mean, that's the part that's not really clear here. Also, the follow-up to that would be if there are any boats that are in the common pool that are participating in this, how are they dealt with?
It's not clearly stated, Dave, but they do say because the expected catch rates are relatively low, tagging would be done opportunistically. And there is no target on the number of halibut to be tagged. So I think you'd have to read in between the lines. It's not explicit on that.
Well, my suggestion would be that the language be made explicit as to how the catch is disposed of, who it's counted against, and also how the halibut are dealt with. Again, my understanding from reading this, if I read it right, and I may not be, is that if they catch one fish over 41 inches, they're going to keep it. It would seem to me if you're out tagging halibut, you want to tag every halibut you catch. You're not going to get very many of them. Those would be kind of my comments as to how this could be improved.
Tom Dempsey.
Again, and I'll keep this short. I think the intent with regards to this project is to do it, again, opportunistically under sector-only fishing operations, while they were pursuing other things. And I agree. I think their intent is to tag and release every halibut that they encounter. But they would be, they're not seeking exemption from any of the commercial regulations apart from the time it takes to put a tag on and put it back in the water. That's my understanding. I do think that that can be clarified in the proposal.
Chris, I'm wondering whether, given the input that you've gotten on this now, whether the language needs to get clarified so that everybody's comfortable with it, and what would be the issue of bringing that back in November?
I'm going to let George reply.
George.
Well, first, I think Tom did describe it correctly. Secondly, this is not an unusual kind of an EFP. We often get requests for people to retain on board fish that otherwise would have had to have been returned to the sea immediately to draw blood from, to tag, to do some kind of other study. It's to protect them while they have them in their possession should they be boarded. So in terms of clarifying some of these things, that's fine, but I'd rather we just are allowed to go ahead with this, with those clarifications, and not have to hold it up for another council meeting. This is really not out of the ordinary in terms of what we do.
I'll go to the council without objection. Okay. Thank you. Frank Blount.